Okay, we are up and recording. We're speaking this afternoon with Julie Bartley, Manager of Network Activities for the Healthcare Collaborative of Rural Missouri. Good afternoon, Julie. I know you have a program coming up on the 6th of August. If you will, talk to me a little bit about that program, about the presenter, Ron Alexander, and the topic that he's going to cover.
Okay. The name of the program is Exercising Leadership for Progress. And the idea behind actually Mr. Alexander's entire series of leadership trainings is that leadership is an activity, not just a position. That a key component in a good leader is the ability to diagnose a situation, manage their own actions within that situation, energize and engage others, and then to intervene when intervention is necessary, and to know when it is and isn't necessary.
Well, Julie, talk to me, if you will, about who the program is designed for, what types of people are you expecting, that sort of thing.
Well, it is designed, well, generally, you know, those who are working with us are connected in some way to the medical field, but we're actually opening this training up to anybody who'd like to attend. It's a free training, but it's generally the most appropriate for those maybe in like middle management, because it's not, it's kind of a little bit more elementary than someone who is already working at like an executive director or CEO level. This, by rising to that position, they're probably pretty good at what we're going to be going through in this training. This would be really working for someone who is in like middle management and sees some potential to move into like a leadership position, but feels like they need a stronger foundation. Or perhaps someone who is now been like promoted into a leadership position, but feels like they're struggling and just needs a little bit more of a foundation.
Julie, and I know you've already kind of told us this, but what is the goal for the program? Why should people attend?
Well, as I said, Ron Alexander has what one of the things he calls our leadership principles. And the first of which is that leadership is an activity, not a position. The second is that anyone can lead anytime, anywhere. The third is it starts with you and you must engage others. And number four is your purpose must be clear. And number five is that it's risky. And I think that the biggest one that I like in there is that anyone can lead anywhere, anytime. We engage with leaders every day, people who do not see themselves as leaders. They just feel like they're connected and that they work well with others, while people that they work with, you know, really see them as strong leaders. And so with some of this leadership training and some of these foundational trainings, they can really move into very strong leadership potential, where that they can really explore, you know, their choices and really be great assets to the organization.
Well, it sounds like a great opportunity. So if we have listeners out there that are interested, that are planning to attend, what do they need to do, Julie? Do they need to pre-register? Is there a fee? Give me those type of details, if you will, please.
Well, since the training is on August 6th, that's a Wednesday, and it's from noon to 3, and yes, we do ask that people RSVP because we do have a limited amount of space. We've got space for about 15 more people so far. It's just, you know, it's like in a week and a half. So I'm really happy with the number of people we have enrolled so far. And they can enroll one of two ways. The telephone number here at the collaborative is 660-259-2440. And they can just ask for me, or they can actually, maybe the best way to do it is to email me. And my email is juliebe@hccnetwork.org. That's J-U-L-I-E, B as in boy, at hccnetwork.org. And we timed that so that it actually goes over the lunch hour, so people can just, you know, do drive-through, bring their sandwiches, kind of have a lunch and learn. Because we recognize how busy people are these days, and this way, if we combine it with lunch, they're out of their office just a little bit less.
Very good, Julie. Just in case we have people out there that don't know where the HCC offices are, can you give us your address?
Absolutely. We're at 825 South Business Highway 13 in Lexington.
All right, Julie, anything else that we may have missed or that you would like to mention?
I don't think so. As I said, it's a very interesting training. Mr. Alexander doesn't believe in like a lecture style. So if you're reluctant to go to a training because you just don't want to sit there taking notes, don't worry. He wants to hear from you. He will posit questions to the group and actually encourage, you know, cross discussion, because he feels that the best way to develop leaders is by real life examples.